So you want to be a rock star. Not in some cheesy masturbatory video game way, but a real one who's still a rock god when you leave your parents' basement. There are two possibilities. One, you've got talent, in which case, learn a few guitar chords, go solo. Two, you've got no talent. Now let's address this category. That's probably where you live. Gotta start a band. That's the gateway to the golden triangle. All right, get some friends together, pick an instrument. Me, I like the old six string. The axe will get you the axe wound. It's simple logic. You can suck and still sound awesome if it's cranked loud enough. If you have less patience, try the bass. That's four instead of six. And then if you have zero attention span, I'm talking G.W. Bush at a UN meeting, go with the drums. Make it at least a five piece, no more than an eight piece. Don't get walled off behind the toms, right? You need a super badass sounding crash cymbal and a warm ride. That's what it's all about, right? Do not let a pan flute into your band. They will f*** you up and take an award from Metallica and piss everyone off. Piano's cool as a backdrop. Synth is okay in even numbered decades only. You need one dude who plays at least three instruments. Keys, backup vocals, guitar, and then something crazy. Washtub bass, kalimba, theremin. It's preferable if your bass player is ugly, unless it's you. The drummer should, if possible, have a mop hairdo. You should all be able to jump straight up and down repeatedly. Pick the kind of music based on what girls you like. Wafy hipster mascara chicks, emo is your ticket. Hardcore punch you in the face during sex type, punk obviously, but not the new pussy catch-all Blink 182 bullshit. Buzzcocks, Sex Pistols, Clash, Black Flag, Germs. You like a more mature woman? Jazz or blues, if you can pull it off. Let's be honest, you probably can't. Three chords and power bars are your friends. Remember the best part of Behind the Music? Is always the beginning, so be loud and irresponsible and enjoy it. There's always redemption in the end.